Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the 2000 block of Fieldbrook Road in Fieldbrook this morning after another attempted home invasion robbery. Deputies learned that a couple in their 70s were home when the husband heard noises coming from the kitchen, and believing it was his wife, he entered the room, only to come face-to-face with 30-year-old Eureka resident Shad Sovereign. Sovereign immediately fled out the door he had forced open and got into a white pickup truck driven by 35-year-old Rashawn O'Kelly of Eureka. The suspects drove away from the residence on Fieldbrook toward McKinleyville, and responding units were given a description of the truck. When O'Kelly spotted a patrol car, she turned into a driveway on Wilson Lane, where deputies detained the pair. They determined that Sovereign matched the description of the intruder, and both he and O'Kelly were taken into custody after being identified by the victim at the scene. Sovereign, a parolee, was booked on attempted burglary and the parole violation, while O'Kelly was booked on suspicion of burglary. Agents from the County Drug Task Force and deputies from the Sheriff's Community Response Team served a search warrant at a residence and a neighboring property near Bald Hill Road yesterday after receiving a tip of a marijuana grow. Agents searched a 40 by 80 foot wooden structure and found a marijuana grow with more than 3,000 plants being grown under 40 1,000 watt bulbs, and all was powered by a diesel generator. Officers then contacted three men at a house near the grow site, a house they determined was connected to the grow because it too was powered by the generator, and they arrested three men, all from out of the area. The suspects, 27-year-old Bradley Hagen and his brother, 30-year-old Sean Hagen, both from Chula Vista, along with Robert Colombo from Marysville, were all arrested and charged with cultivation and possession for sale. Other environmental charges could be added after it was discovered the generator was leaking both oil and fuel. That drained into the Klamath River, and a search of the residence turned up 146 pounds of hash, $8,000 in cash, three pistols, four rifles, and a shotgun. Fish and Game and Environmental Health agents were also called out to determine if there was any damage to the surrounding grounds or water. And yesterday afternoon, officers from the Fortuna Police Department were called out to a residence in the 3300 block of Tammy Court in Fortuna after a report of a robbery. Officers learned that a suspect had come to the house to purchase marijuana, and he handed over counterfeit bills. When the resident confronted the suspect, he was greeted with a handgun, and the suspect fled the scene with the weed. A be on the lookout for a black Dodge Challenger was issued, and one matching the description was found near Garberville. Items found inside were determined to be related to the robbery. Another vehicle suspected of ties to the robbery, a black Honda, was spotted headed southbound on Highway 101, and it was pulled over. The driver, Joshua Hemp, was found to be in possession of the stolen marijuana, and he was arrested and booked into county jail. And Fortuna City Manager Dwayne Riggi has announced that he will retire at the end of his contract come June 30th. Riggi, who was hired 9 years ago, came to Fortuna from the city of Blue Lake. Riggi stated that although he'll officially retire in June, he will be able to stay on in an interim position until a new city manager can be hired. Riggi also commented on the Board of Supervisors' decision yesterday to split the Community Development Department up, saying that it was the right move because the department had become too cumbersome and the workload was too much for one department to handle. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Fortuna High School will host a debate between the candidates running for the newly created 2nd Congressional District seat tomorrow night at the Fortuna High School Gymnasium. Susan Adams, William Courtney, Jared Huffman, Stacy Lawson, John Llewellyn, Tiffany Renee, Dan Roberts, and Norman Solomon have all agreed to participate. There will be a meet and greet from 5:30 until 6:30 and then a debate from 6:30 until 7:30. The 2nd Congressional District is new and came into being following the state's redistricting last year, which left current Congressman Mike Thompson in another district. Thompson will retire at the end of his term. State Attorney General Kamala Harris held a press conference today to announce the California Homeowner Bill of Rights, designed to protect California homeowners from unfair practices from banks and mortgage lenders. Harris, along with Senator Daryl Steinberg and Assembly Speaker John Perez, outlined a series of six bills that will be introduced to the legislature. The six bills are designed to establish basic fairness in the mortgage process and end dual-track foreclosures, also to provide transparency in the process and give homeowners a single point of contact to resolve disputes, tools to prevent blight in communities following foreclosures, tenant protections after a foreclosure, enhanced law enforcement to defend homeowner rights paid for by fees against the banks, and the establishment of a special grand jury to investigate financial and foreclosure misdeeds. The state is following up on agreement made with five of the largest banks and mortgage lenders, which have agreed to a settlement earlier this year to prevent extensive legal action. And that's your North Coast News on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.